mean?
Laureen, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you miss me?
7.
Entropy. Anyways, thanks for coming through. Hope you had a good day, though.
Yeah, I had a good day.
How's it going? How's it going?
We are still managing. Same thing as usual.
No, I mean the same.
Do you understand?
I'm managing the same thing now, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, you need help?
No.
You don't need help.
I'll just give you a spare. I'm confused.
I'll just give you a spare something. Yes. There's something you have is okay.
There's something. Oh, Nathaniel, you're confusing me right now. I don't know why all the time you try to confuse me.
Is that me? But yes, you used to me. Kasabe boom.
Was it? Eh, the bonus na minti as you mean tibi.
I been a dos on.
I dos chain me.
Anyways, thanks for calling. Jumping your shout. Let's go.
Right, so I want to say a big shout out to all my colleagues inside Popsy Bubble Tea. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So you are the sister of what's her name? Oh, that's nice. Oh.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the name. What's the name of the girl? I've forgotten the
Nasara,
name.
Nasara.
Yeah, Nasara.
Nasara.
Oh, wow. You're the auntie.
Yeah.
How auntie are you? I know that confused, right?
Hey,
all right. I'm asking, how auntie are you? Have you seen the people that sell watches? The women that sell watches, you know, mostly when you are standing at the back of where they are selling the watch, you could see that, like, they are really auntie. So, how auntie are you?
Hey, Nathaniel.
You still don't get it?
I still don't get it, too.
Sawara. Anyways, thanks for calling, yeah?
All right, okay. Bye.
All right, 03-220-83596. Hello?
Hello.
Junior, how are you doing?
Are you doing great?
We found
how
are
you?
I'm also fine. How's mommy doing?
Are you doing great?
We thank God. And you had a good day, right?
Yes.
That's amazing. And so who are you sending your greetings to this evening?
You mean Kofi Zara. Misha, Jewish, Grishabu, and all the listeners.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Junior.
Thank you.
Jessica says, especially the Hajia people, Charlie. Mostly you got to watch your no genetri. Oh, I know you guys can beat me for saying this, but Charlie, the truth is the truth. 03220. God bless all the Hajias. All the Hajias. 03220-83596. Add also on 03220-83597. Let's do some two more calls and then we get on with Unfiltered for tonight. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm also fine. What's your name?
I'm Jessica. What's your name? Nathaniel Mensah.
You just made me smile. Oh. And I want to have a friend with Janome. What's up?
Today
is what?
Darling Nathaniel.
Darling Nathaniel.
Yes.
Okay.
Nathaniel.
Darling what?
Nathaniel.
I think that sounds good. That's fair. It's okay. But how are you doing though?
I'm blessed though. You left money.
You left money? But how would you be blessed without money? Nobody cares with that.
I'm blessed with good health.
You're blessed in good health.
Yes.
I'm not blessed in money. May God bless you in money. Say amen.
Amen. I
receive it. And I was it. And Bobby and change a crash on.
Oh, I'm not putting your badge.
Bobo, Momo number.
Payment received in form.
call out your Momo number.
059.
Don't do that mistake. They will call you. Hey. Jesus, I'm dead. Jesus. They will call you or they will disturb you. Or you want that?
Who are who call me?
The people listening to the show, obviously.
Oh, maybe someone is sending me money.
What if they don't send the money?
I'll block you.
Anyways, thanks for calling, Jessica. Drop your shouts. Let's go.
Shout out to my mom. I had Jessica too.
Wait. Shout out to your mom, what?
Had Jessica to watch you at Sawaba Junction.
Kumasi,
yeah.
Yeah. So, what's your name? I'm watching.
Oh, me leave a brownie problem. But, Chanapa.
Oh, watch your rabbi, the Alpha Pow. Me life, Pow. Anyways, thanks.
Hey, bye-bye.
Oh, like when the watching will come, like.
It's where money.
Are you sure?
Yes.
For you, you know how to get to me, so yes. I'll be waiting.
Bye-bye.
Guys, finally. They gave you. Cloudy, that's all you're happy about. I got what you're about. Lanka.
What's so fun? What's the meaning, John?
Yeah. Sababa Junction, yeah. That'd be Zongo. Afabapa. Oh, congratulations. I think I should pray a congratulations song for myself. But anyways, that's it. And for all the calls we're going to get... No, this is Jessica is a watchy rabba. Yeah. Rira 4 is very necessary. Yeah. Upe Rira 4. Boy, it's my bread to a moon. I've forgotten the song, but yeah. I think I should play before we get on. Before we get on with Unfiltered for tonight. But tonight, what we're talking about is something you would love, and I can't wait to have your thoughts on this one for tonight. But guys, enjoy this one, yeah? Because this year, yeah. Afa.
Powassi music. Powassi.
I saw a day music. Popski.
Yeah. My mama fantasy love. Today, yeah, no rubber sauce. My baby, yeah, boom, me corner rock. No soul, bulu, mama fantasy mod. Yeah, mini do, yeah, me salika. I do a bit if I know one in Monica. Send me a patch, I'll let one ever. We'll be one chance, a mini saliba. She, now you pay with it for. Mamotown and Catabolo near war. 1,000 up your nickel call. No mercy and found a go pie boy. Now you pay with it for. Girls, my bread, yeah, Munchiatu, you pay with it for. Girls, my bread, yeah, Munchiatu, you pay with it for. Girls, my bread, yeah, Munchiatu, you pay with it for. Girls, my bread, yeah, Munchiatu. Your family, Kuyaba. Cold sitting on me for your home, Joada. You ma pony ya wo me a kuwana. Wo ya bank manager kite of fiakwa. Na me pe jini ni wura. So bulu wura. Akwe bigwa bao suwenu ya. Acheke wada.
This one, the big shout out to Duncan. Duncan, I know you are listening to me.
Story ya.
Duncan, yenyumni.
Mkati buru mpa boy simshe. Bufane, bane makwe. Wade boko boko sa. Ne wa ya se kupe ho sinim girl. Wase Porsche ya. Wow. Ufi chokwa na India. Hey, we say go for me Libya. Me promise me ni musa hube jedia. Na ye pe re ra fo.
Re ra fo.
Girls, my bread ya. Munchi atu wa. Ye pe re ra fo.
Re ra fo.
Girls, my bread ya. Munchi atu wa. Ye pe re ra fo.
Re ra fo.
Girls, my...
I'm just excited for nothing. I just said it. I just knew that I'll be excited for nothing. The girl just sent a message saying that, unfortunately, I'm back to a sinful suit. This guy, God will punish you. Why? God will punish you, pa. God is going to punish this guy. I think I've seen another good message. It says that, but don't worry, I'll order for you. That sounds better. Yes, I ah, it's gonna come in my soon. Because which one is I went back which one is that? Like you're making me emotional. Why? Like you're making me very, very emotional. Why? Oh. Anyways, it's time now for us to have them fielded right here on Love 99.5 FM. Let's go have it.
Something I ain't heard before. Now I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can't we just talk?
And yes, we can talk. Starting off from Filtered right here on your Superdoll Love 99.5 FM. And of course, on Filtered tonight, I'm asking you, but before I even say anything at all, you know that there are times that you meet someone who's genuinely, who genuinely want to love you, but then you keep questioning every little thing that they do. They reply late, you're assuming that they are losing interest. If they want space, it's like you're thinking that they are pulling away. If they compliment you, you're wondering what they really want. And even sometimes the person standing in front of you is not even competing with you, but then they are competing with the ghost of someone who broke their trust. And it's a very big thing that we all go about. The truth is, heartbreak doesn't always end when relationship ends. Sometimes it quietly follows us into the next one. And we begin to judge new people through old pain instead of seeing them for who they truly are. So tonight on the show, I'm asking you, how do you heal enough to see someone for who they truly are instead of judging them through the pain of your last relationship? How do you heal enough? How do you know that at this point I've healed enough to see someone for who they truly are instead of judging them through the pain of your previous or of your last relationship? This is what we are talking about tonight. And Lami is in studio and we're going to have a conversation together. Hi, Ella. It's good to see you. Duncan says we are good. Yeah, Duncan. You saw your guy. Anyways, Lami, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Lami, why are you sounding like that, please? I cannot hear you.
I'm fine.
What did you eat? Apart from the food, what did you eat?
Apart from the food, which food?
Yeah, the main food, what did you eat?
The main food?
Nothing. No desserts.
No.
No vanilla milkshake.
No.
Nothing like that. Okay, that's good then. Anyways, Lami, let's get to this conversation. Sure. I hope it's worth our time tonight.
Yes, yes, yeah, it does.
For me, I think that this is something that we really need to talk about.
Yeah. Mm.
But let me ask you, do you think it's possible to completely heal from a broken relationship? Like, is it possible that someone would say that I'm completely healed from this heartbreak or from this broken heart that I got? Or from this last relationship that broke you? Is it possible?
Yeah, it's really possible for someone to heal completely from a broken kind of relationship.
Don't you think that we only manage, and in our minds, we only force that we are healed? Because let me give you an example. Okay. Let's say you be with this man. This man did you very bad. Let's say, to the extent of maybe even having to have an affair with your own friend, getting married to your own friend. And then you think that something like this, you can say that you've healed completely and you would never think about it again. And it's like, it's all gone. You're fine. Like, nothing is happening to you. It doesn't make you question men. It doesn't make you even want to see someone else in another light. So you think that it is fine, in this with this scenario I've given you, it's fine that you can completely heal from a broken relationship?
Yes.
You think it is possible? Yes. What makes you think so? Is it that you have an experience?
You can talk about it without feeling bitter. Like, you can just talk about it jovially without feeling bitter about it.
The feeling,
so you
bitter,
can say that.
I'm not trying to break you, but then I want to you to answer the question properly.
Sure.
Anyways, Ella is saying that it's not easy to be healed. It takes time, but not completely. And what I'm asking you is that it's not even about having some bitterness for the person that did you wrong. No.
Yeah.
It's about you moving from that relationship. At that point, you cannot do anything. And with the scenario I gave you, they are married. The boy is gone.
Exactly the reason why you should heal. Because there is nothing you
but
can
then,
do about it.
Is it that
it.
Simple? I'm sure you're
it
saying
is
just
not simple.
And
no,
then
no, no,
you
no,
think
no.
like you can heal completely.
You can. It takes time.
Mm.
It takes time. That is why I said that a time will come, you will talk about it and laugh about it. Not necessarily having a certain feeling for that. Do you get me? So what I'm trying to say is that you can heal, but it will take time.
And it doesn't affect your mental health.
It will, of course. It will.
And so then that is where the problem of the healing comes, I think.
Yeah. So that is what would delay your healing.
Yeah, if with your mouth. So that means we are all working on healed, because there are a lot of people that still are going through something mental. They are not out of. It's not like they want the relationship back. No,
yes.
They don't want it back. But
yes.
then the trauma and all the things that had happened in that past relationship,
it's
probably transferred or probably seen with the new person that they are with. So even if the person is being good to them, they don't even realize it. They are probably even seeing someone's bad thing they did in that relationship. And so I still want to know, is it possible that you can say that you're healed completely?
It is possible.
Do you have an
example, an
experience or something?
First thing is acceptance. You have to accept that this thing, I can never do anything about it. And this person has actually chose this lady to be with. There is nothing you can do. If you accept that that is the reality, you start to think the way forward. But if you still have doubts, he will come back. If you have those kind of that kind of thing, you won't move on. But if you accept, say, this person has truly chosen this person, so let me go and find my life. Come on.
I get that part. This time, what I'm asking you, it's not in relation to whoever left you.
Yeah.
It's in relation to you and then your next relationship.
Yes.
That's where I'm asking the questions to. Let me give you a scenario. You girls probably have problems with narcissists.
Yeah.
And then ladies talk about this a lot, which
I do
something
talk about
that happened. And I think even on this show, you talk about it a lot.
Yes.
But what if that was what your ex was like?
Yeah.
A narcissist, a pure narcissist, and which is very clear.
Yeah.
You could tell that this person
is a narcissist.
Yeah. And in the next, maybe you've met somebody, you guys are talking, or you guys have even entered a relationship already. But maybe this person is probably only looking out for you and looking for your best interest. But then you are probably here thinking that, this is a sign. This is what Kujo did. Let me give you an example. Let's say a lady, I started texting with a lady, and maybe the lady is love bombing me. And it reminds me of maybe an old relationship that maybe this lady was always love bombing me, texting me plenty. And I'm like, this is how they started. But maybe this person is only being a genuine person. He's being herself. This is the way he shows love, not to love bomb you or not to exaggerate things, but maybe he's actually being honest about the fact that you look so beautiful, you're the most beautiful lady, or you're the most handsome man I've ever met. Your lips even just takes me out of the world. Whenever I see your eyes looking at me, it makes my world different. It makes my day. And you are there. I'm going. Yes, I am. So, yeah. So, I'm saying, yeah, now friend, my baby boon, my cupcake, and I dare and dare. So, the moment you see those things from someone else, that probably the person is being genuine, you have a problem with it.
Yeah. So, you are right with the scenario you give. It is so, something that's.
So, although I don't care. Although I don't care about Yaso. Now, maybe I'm with maybe.
Yeah, every little thing you are alert, like you just want to find something. Yeah, so you see, with that kind of behavior, it is natural. You see, with narcissistic personality, almost all of us have a trait. Like, not all, but there is one kind of situation you manipulated someone, there's one kind of situation you made someone feel less of themselves. So there is a trait of narcissistic personality in almost everyone. So if if the new person does something similar to what the narcissistic partner did, then they are just alert, they are triggered, and they want to just write it down. This person has done this, so it means he's also kind of doing these things. So we have something we call consistency. If the person is doing that continuously, then you take that as the person's personality. If I come to you and then maybe I'm always cool with you and all that, and then one day maybe you did something and I was so angry I couldn't control myself, and then you write it down. The next time I repeat the same thing, and on and on and on, it becomes my behavior.
The worst part is, they could even think, just as you said, the anger thing. We wait me a dream could see 10 years to come.
Yeah.
Obebume.
Like,
your energy stop obebume.
Yes. Yes. Like, obedjing, they overthink. Me, I overthink. I'm one of them. I overthink and tell you the answer that you have, the question that you have not even asked. I'll tell you the answer of that one. You see, it is natural, especially with women. It's like you are always alert on something because this person did this to you. But you see, in as much as we say we go to certain situations and then we take lessons from it, we don't normally take the right lessons. Like, instead of you to say that this is a new person, can I just throw everything away and then be with this new person? That's instead of
only these things, the thing you said only works if you're just looking for a fling. That one you don't give a fuck. You're just having a radio. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry for saying that on radio. Oh, I'm so sorry. No. Relax. I'm very sorry for using the F word. I'm very sorry. I apologize. Came out of the blue. I'm very sorry. I don't know why that came up, but I'm very sorry. Yeah. But I'm trying to say that what you just mentioned is mostly very possible when you're probably just having a fling with the person. Like, it happens. And especially with ladies, even for men. Men will catch feelings at some point, but for ladies, I don't know, but I'm sure you'll be honest enough to say that.
Okay,
it's true.
So with
like, you're not taking something serious.
Yeah.
And as a fling, you don't really think about all of those things, and you just don't even care. Your emotions are even off, and that's when you're having a rebound. Especially, let's say if it's just right after a relationship, you don't really care about the guy's well-being. If the guy's even telling you how she feels about something you did, you don't even give.
Yeah, I get you. So I have been in this situation where I was so much hurt in this breakup. I was
says
so
that
much
we catch
hurt.
Feelings, but we just don't show it. Let me read some comments. Okay. I think I missed them. All right. So let me read some comments on TikTok live. If you're watching me on TikTok, you can also send your comments in, and I'll make sure to read it out. Ella started to say that exactly. It always affects the mental health, and that makes it worse to heal completely. And then Sweet Elisa says, yeah, it'll take time. Mine is a year ago, but I still feel the pain like yesterday. And Miss B says that judging your current with your past experience. And Miss B again says that go back to him. I think he was talking about Melissa 1 year ago. No. Go back to him and let him show you shegege and you heal completely.
So Nat, what I was saying is that I was in a horrible situation, and then one thing about me is that I will sit down and think through, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? So I don't repeat it. That is me. And then when I meet you, Nat, and I won't just jump from here to here. I will make sure I have some time for myself to just think through, what did I do? If this is what I did and it didn't end well, then is it possible to change it if it's a bad behavior? After that, if I meet you, Nat, you are Nat. You are not my ex. We are starting again. The things that he did.
Like, the Nat is a different person from your ex. Is
yes.
What you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you, Nat, you are different from my ex. So, you are not my ex. When you come and then you do something that I don't like, I would definitely complain about it.
But you are going to treat it, let's say, if it's similar to what the ex did, you are obviously going to treat it as.
Yes, I would just say it. Say, Anna Motie, with an anger. Make him, make
so not you.
Come on.
You're not seeing the like, person. Maybe the person's reason for doing whatever he thinks is the same as the ex.
No, you it see, might not be when the you same complain about something, when you complain about something for once, you did this, I will tell you, I don't like this thing. And then you repeat it. I would obviously get angry and make a margin. Not necessarily say, hey, Bia, I am bitter about it, but why are there, and then you do it. Now I am so aware of myself and then whatever that has happened to me. So in as much as I don't have to be triggered all the time, I have to be self-aware. This is what triggers me. This is what does this to me. So if this person keeps repeating one thing the same time I keep complaining about, obviously, I am going to say that any son I'm wearing motie.
So I don't know how son I'm
no, if it is a siwaha and then na some be siwaha, or ebia son I'm person muye me because maybe it is me that it is down to all the time. Inti miyana obenyadi ayame. I'll just say that because if this person was able to do it to me and you're also doing the same thing to me. You see, the other time I was saying that you men were saying say we should support women. Yeah. We should support men. Yambua emema. And I was telling you that my ex once laughed at me that Fauzade Kase Yempia. She would say that we should use it to buy cement. We should use it to buy chemicals. And they were laughing at me. Meanwhile, I was like, but say, I'm just trying to help you grow. So why do you think that when I say, let's use the money to do this, as a mere John, do you get it? So
I'm
now,
you mentioned it.
Yes. So now, if I was doing that and they called me John, I won't repeat that John work again. Medi usika, I'll take your money. Medi usika. So that is why I'm saying that you will learn a lesson from it. But if you accept that this person has chosen this person and you have to move on and you meet a new person, you won't forget that, this is a trait of a narcissistic personality. Definitely you won't forget.
All right, let's not sway from the healing topic we're talking about. But let me give this scenario and then ask this question.
Okay.
When it comes to a partner helping you heal, or maybe if healing is entirely your responsibility. So you met this lady. This lady is carrying all of these things. Number one, this lady, I don't know how to put the words right. All right, so this lady is very suicidal. Any little thing, I cut myself like... Any little thing that maybe...
they'll just pick knife.
This person, you met this person, and this person was not in a very good place. This person, I don't know, maybe hates herself, maybe not even glowing in the best way possible that they want to grow. And then you met this person, and you decided to maybe help the person become very okay. Do you think that when it comes to healing, is entirely your responsibility, or a partner can help you heal. Let's say a healthy partner can help you heal. And that healthy partner, probably in through the process of healing somebody or helping somebody heal, would also take on whatever probably happening to the person. And so do you think that healing even happens at all when you have to help somebody? Or it's entirely your responsibility?
So it is both. It is entirely your responsibility and also partially the responsibility of a healthy partner. So when you were talking about it, I was just smiling because I wouldn't say I did it all. Someone really helped.
So someone really helped with your healing. So you're healed.
Yes.
So like a healed lady.
Oh, of course. Just that I'm a maniate.
For me, honestly, I think that we are all working on healed and just being smart. That's what I think.
Okay.
Well, for you, you don't think so?
Yeah. Okay. When you get more busy, maybe you won't think about
it. So busyness doesn't mean it
is not there. It is. Oh, yeah. I won't think about it too.
Debut, you're confusing it. I
don't think about it, and
like,
I won't think about it.
Like, let's say every day I'm busy. I won't get time to think, but it doesn't mean...
If I am idle, I won't still think about it.
Someone says, I should tell you that since you are trying to prove that you are healed, but you are not.
I'm not proving to anybody. Like, I won't think about it.
Someone also says, you can be busy and be healed. Really? Very true. That is what helped me. So let me...
It's not like we are hiding, we are pretending.
No. It's not pretending.
You don't even think about it.
Let me tell you this. I'm just coming from a point of honesty.
Yeah.
I get it. When you're, like right now, I'm talking, I'm busy working. I won't think of what a lady has done to maybe you'll be a baby. Is it I'm TABK, be a baby.
Yeah.
A shimmy. Before maybe a show no so long.
Yeah.
A niho. But you don't tell me that I would forget about being emotional anymore.
That business.
So your emotions will be off forever because you are busy.
Of course, no. That business will help you heal. For you to even it will become normal when you are not doing anything. You won't think about it. Like Onyeshia, you won't think about it because that's business. No, I catch you up. That is why we mostly say that don't sit idle. When you start to do something, it takes your mind off something else. And then the more you do it, the more you forget about what is worrying you. So in that process,
Like maybe there's a lot to it. I'm not talking about you generally.
Yeah.
Like you're a busy person. You're busy. You're so busy that you don't even get time to even think about whatever somebody has done to you in the past.
Yeah.
But then moving ahead, at some point in life, if you're someone that values relationship, values marriage, values all of these things, unless you tell me that get away with all of these things, I don't even mind, I don't even give a hoot about relationship, marriage. Let me remember what I'm about to say.
Okay.
That is when maybe you say you will never think about a man. But I'm sure that the moment that you decide that you want to talk to a man, start to talk to somebody, you can't tell me that you then get very emotionless, that you don't even remember that something had happened to you maybe 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and having to even talk to this man, and let's say this man probably is caring about you, but you are thinking that this he's been overprotected just like my ex. You won't tell me that it will never come to mind that you've ever been with somebody. You won't tell me that.
Nat, I've been saying this. I'm sure you don't really get me. What I say is that...
distracting yourself.
No. You can just say something without meaning it. Like, a free woman, the feeling as a free woman, there is someone who talks about something and the emotions that the person talks with, it's different from someone just saying something and laughing. Like, you will feel the pain, you will try your best to heal, and then now that pain, you just say it and laugh about it. It is different from someone remembering the same situation and then feel like, oh, Philly, baby, I ain't here. Do you get me?
No, I don't. I don't, maybe, I don't know if you get how, what? How I'm asking you the
question. Yes, I get not, you. I'm what I'm trying about, to say is that
I'm thinking about we personally, ourselves.
Yes.
Like whoever's listening to me, Yefero Kwedru, yeah. I'm talking about you, Kwedru.
Yes.
And not your ex Abena. Although
yeah.
he is the one that maybe have triggered you not to be able to heal or trigger or has he- or maybe has been in your life and so now you think that you're healed.
Yeah.
But my conversation tonight is about you and then your healing. And so what I'm talking about is that is why most people would rush to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because they cannot stand the fact that they are alone.
Alone,
and
yeah.
it will make them think a lot.
Yeah.
And so then they will be in another relationship. And that is when my topic comes in, the being smart around love comes yeah. in. Because now it's not really love, but then they will think it's love because there's I love you, there's kisses, there's hugs, there's from Sasha Mamotium, let's go for the movies, let's go on a date, let's go on a dinner date. So we confuse all of it for the fact that, oh, finally, I'm getting love. Maybe yeah. whoever is in the picture loves you genuinely. But for you, it's just you passing time, just you distracting yourself from the actual problem. There's an actual problem
yeah.
that has happened to you, that has triggered something in you.
Yeah.
But then you're only being distracted. And then so you think that, oh, Charlie, everything fine. Charlie, me, are they cool? And so because there's a lot of things happening for you, maybe you're getting money. Maybe business is bringing you money, bringing you exposure. People are getting to know you. You're getting mm-hmm. a lot of followers on social media. You're getting the attention. And so you forget about the fact that this had happened.
Yeah.
Although maybe you come once in a while, you laugh about it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't see the fact that, I think that, it doesn't see the fact that, it's the moment all of these things are over and you really have to be in a relationship and then maybe now get so much involved, you realize that I'm fine.
So what is healing?
What is healing?
From your perspective.
I'm going to say that healing, for me, I'm going to say that it's probably you at the point that you don't really worry yourself so much about anything anymore.
Okay.
Now you know that everything that you probably, because you said something that for you, you ask yourself, what went wrong?
Yeah.
What did I do wrong? So healing is when you realize that this went wrong.
Yeah.
This is what I couldn't do. Or this is what had happened to me. Or this is what is going through my mind. And I think most of the time I think about this. When somebody leaves you, you're thinking about the fact that, hey, somebody can think about the number of years that you guys have spent together. Mm. Hey, not 7 years, not 8 years. 8 years in a cold drain. Hey, bro, 4 years in a... So all of these things, if you're able to take your mind off it and then stay away from the problem, which is maybe the hurt that is in your heart, sometimes it gets your mind wandering a lot. It gets your mind all over the place, wandering a lot. Sometimes you even have suicidal thoughts, you want to kill yourself. So if you're able to get help and solve all of these things, I feel is healing.
Okay.
But it's different from being distracted
and
not attending.
And, yeah.
There's somebody that's on your
yeah,
wire.
Yeah, not fixing it.
For you, maybe
it.
You can know that you're healed, yeah. but somebody has never started to think about the fact that, I didn't see that my correlation be an emphasis.
Yeah.
Is it my fault or is it your fault? What really happens? You've not been able to sit through with yourself and then think about the fact that then moving forward, this is what I'm going to do. Moving forward, this is what I won't do. That way, you are healing yourself.
Mm.
It doesn't see the fact that you can never forget about
exactly.
it.
That's but then what there's somebody I want you listening. To accept.
I get that point.
But the feeling that attaches Obekai.
But all the things you were saying that
yeah.
I'm doing business, I'm doing this. That
No. What I'm trying to say is that, you see, there is a point where you remember, this guy did this to me, and you just laugh about it. And then there is, this guy did this to me. Hey, nyami bitch, ya guy wake up. There is that pain in you. That pain is still there. Maybe I'm weird because you are not part of the situation. You are not part of the equation, as Yekane is saying. You are not part of it again. Because this, I sometimes my friend gets hurt. Almost one like, hey, guy wake up. Do you say, and I say throughout the year, me too, this is what I got from him. Me too, I learned this from him. I was able to learn how to manage my business and everything from him. So if it has ended that we both had something from each other, then they'll be like, oh, you're correct. You see, especially with the women, if a relationship ends with Yetaka, get away, you see me, get away, you see me. Come on. Both of you used each other. There is something that you had from the person, and there is something the person also had from you. So me, what I believe is that if we spent 3 years, there is something that I have benefited from you, and there is something that you have benefited from me. Maybe it might take long. Me, I have a baby daddy, but it doesn't for once cross my mind to say, Gary, not me cursing or something. There is something I will say and laugh about it. I'll just laugh about it. But for me to feel pain, no, because, come on, that is what is supposed to happen between us. It has happened. It has ended. If I meet you, you are you. Just that whatever that caused me pain, I won't let you repeat it. That is it. So if you say that, maybe you shouted on me in front of my friends and all that, and I told them, no, I don't like this. And then you do it. My ex did that to me. It caused me pain. That is why it is putting me on that alert that this thing will cause you pain. So you have to stop it from this person. There is something that you will remember, and it's going to help you manage your current relationship. And there is something that you will say. Sometimes there are certain things you have to just observe with your eyes and not really to talk about it. To generalize, especially, remember the sign on Mutier, remember the sign on Mutier, or the who come we are now, or remember the sign on Mutier when they sleep with you. That is all. We mostly say this a lot, and I bet you, some people they mean it. And when you are able to let go of all these and things, you will be
even,
able to know the person you are with.
More to the fact that. Or they were dying or quiet. Maybe yes, more to it. Maybe exactly. So that's why I'm saying that most people are only thinking about what has happened. And so that's not healing.
Yes.
The moment you get new love, it doesn't mean you are healed.
You are
the
healed.
Moment you are get busy with business, that's what I want us to get across. That if you are getting so much busy that you don't even think about women or you don't even think about man, and there's an elephant.
Yes,
in the room.
So there is that.
You've
there
not
is
addressed that elephant.
Yeah, there is that
it
issue
will come back
that
at
is
you.
Waiting for
it will
you
come back
ahead.
At you.
So the moment you start a relationship, that thing visits you. But if you're able to settle it, like this is what I have done. This is what has happened between us, and this is my contribution to it. When I'm here, then you accept it. So it comes. In the first, you have to accept it, sir. Even if it is not your fault, you have to accept that this person must go. Not everyone that will be in your life forever. So if this person has come to my life and it is time for this person to go, sometimes let it go and accept it. When you do that, you will sit down and question yourself. What did I do wrong? If you're able to heal that new person, you'll be able to know that new person real.
I mean, you see how people talk about women, men.
Yeah.
Women are bad, men are bad. And go to the extent of me. So how do you mean you be crying?
Yes.
There's a lot of things. Lots of things that we see on social media people do for their partners and we're like, never. And we hear people's issues and we are now using it in our case. Like, in our case.
Someone
meanwhile,
said that
nothing has
you are falling
to
in love at the auntie antenna.
Right? Meanwhile, nothing has happened to you.
Yeah.
It happened to someone else. But then, I get it. We are supposed to learn from what we've heard, what we've seen. But why are we trying to all be smart around love? Like, you see something on TikTok and that's what you're living by.
Yeah.
That's what you're living by.
Personally, like, I live by experience it and then take your lessons.
Some of the things that ladies can say, like about men, it's just awful.
Whatever I say, I have experienced. If I have not, because, like, that is the person's situation. Maybe, you see, I used to say that there are certain situations some people can manage it so well and some people cannot.
It's like you Lami would say that.
When I started...
It's like you Lami would say that. I won't want to wash for a man.
I won't wash.
I won't cook for you.
Yes.
Somebody is listening to the radio.
Yes.
And doesn't have any reason whatsoever not to do it. But because somebody has said it, me
they
to
will also do it.
But meanwhile,
I have washing machine.
Maybe that's probably your way of. That's probably your way of maybe even getting your man's attention.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I don't know, but
yes,
I don't know
we that. Will put the clothes in the washing machine. We will make love. Like yes, I won't wash it. I won't wash it. I won't just wash it. Now you see, when it comes to when you are being smart about healing, I remember when I started experiencing that broken heart. You know, the first thing I did was to book for a counselor. Like, that was the first thing.
Most people don't do it in Ghana.
From
even in Kumasi, I doubt that somebody has a counselor.
No, it was virtual. Rwanda, US, and then Ghana here, virtual. Mm. So I started speaking with them. So I have days that I have to call this woman from Rwanda. 2 days, she has to attend to me and all that. So their questions and my questions were putting me into a situation where I have to think deep and then get to find solutions for myself. You will hardly see someone going for counseling. You will hardly see someone going for therapy. Meanwhile, these things are all parts. Most of us are pretending, say we are healed, but it is something that is just covering it.
So that's what I'm saying, that we're working on healing.
It's just
a
shield.
And just living smart.
Yes.
Until something happens between your partner.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to say, like, you are not healed.
You are not healed.
Some people, accountability is even a problem for some people.
Me?
And some people project they are being accountable to the other person rather. Maybe it's for you to be accountable, but because of the things that you think about, you are projecting your accountability to be somebody's accountability.
Do you know that?
Which is very bad.
I recently said that, hey, and I was like, oh. This person has actually proven that I have to do this for him.
He's a counselor and DB healing.
And do you know that when I feel like if it happens to us again and then you go, it is what's supposed to happen between the two of us. Next. So I won't really bother. If I do something for you, I didn't buy phone for my ex. I gave him my phone, like, to use. And then I buy phone for you. That is meaningful. If it ends, it has ended.
Because it's like we say we care, but we don't do.
We don't. But me, there, I truly care. I care.
It's like
when I say I want to love you, I will love you so.
We don't. We don't.
Like it's you see the love.
I always don't like the fact that we be so smart around love. Like some little things.
Yeah, most
there
of
some
us.
Things that people do and they think that this is normal.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be.
Yeah,
having a problem with this.
Yes.
How's it normal?
Like a neighbor's girlfriend comes to wash for him, and then I'll ask the girl, "Hey, where are you now?" Here they are.
Like so, Obi life.
Obi life. So you see, Obi life.
So we are projecting. You're projecting your life on somebody. You're advising somebody. You think you're advising the person, but no.
But no.
Fierce, no.
And I will project it. So
it doesn't help. I don't know, but
yeah, we feel that way. Like. He will bring another woman to sleep on the bedsheet, and then you will come and wash.
Meanwhile, that's not even happening.
It happens. So she hasn't seen it. She is just dating the guy, and she knows that she's dating the guy. What is my concern? What is my issue? What is my business around letting her feel like she's not supposed to wash? So what they were seated them say into washing machine be mu here and our mama o girl be see your mama. So you see it was bad. I said that, and I was trying to be like me see your mama be man. So you two
and
don't wash.
And some of these little things are why people are being nonchalant lately.
Yeah,
like, that's why you people say men are not, because the moment you want to show a lady love, it's like I say oh when you say. I know you guys would want to argue and say that, no, it's not true. But then, recently I saw on TikTok.
True.
Hold on. Recently I saw on TikTok. People were talking about someone being obsessed with you. And now, your obsession, there be a more being obsessed. I think this thing, Amma has even said it here before.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody be obsessed with you. But your people also...
Oh, there is obsession and over.
No, they were, this one, I didn't hear over. Someone being obsessed about you. Obviously, hey, no, it's a problem. No. The obsession. I'm like, come on.
You see, there is a feeling.
This is why people, like, someone wants to show you love, but you're overthinking it. We're being smart. Oh, come on, man.
Do you like, someone
what?
Being obsessed with you? Like,
what is obsession? What is your obsession?
Okay, so I personally would love to have you all around me all the time.
Someone says there's healthy obsession, so yeah.
Yeah.
There's over obsession. I know that. But it's not over obsession.
Yeah.
The person just likes
that is want to be around
you.
Maybe
I'd be a person who. No obsession.
Me, I like that.
Like me, we have the conversation. Maybe every little moment I get, I have to kiss you.
Yeah. No obsession. That is fine with me.
No obsession, but obsession. Oh,
you see, experiencing real love that. Obi wa experience be that.
Obi say some obsession be a be you.
Ampa, otu na kwa no tip.
Somebody looking out for you. Yeah. Like, oh, let me know where you go. Just where give me updates. Go, yeah. Oh, maybe I'm a kwa, maybe I'm a kwa. My baby say, I'll say, oh, I didn't walk around, can't you?
It is something we must teach.
Like a problem.
It is something we must teach.
Ah, bro.
It is something we must teach you.
Like, update me about your day.
It is something
don't
we have
live
to teach
like
people.
Nobody cares about you.
It is something we have to teach people.
And it's a problem. Like, the ladies, lately, most of the ladies, I say, oh, so, and yes, be quiet, obey your life.
Freedom. It is something we have to teach because
on,
if you are with someone, if you're able to tell your mom, say, mom, me kwa, you can just use some few seconds
to test.
And it's so lovely. I don't know why some people take it as. But when it, obi wawa otsiyo, like, into Ukraine, one country, like, when it comes that way, I manipani bufo. But for just to be on the safer side, like,
obisi,
take some few obisi seconds.
Obisi, so location, mano. A day in episode with me location. I don't know where I'm going.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I will be at the same place
here
I tested you. I bounce.
No, man, can I say, at the moment,
if it is video call, I'll do it.
And yes, I said, maybe I may boost us over here now, so location. No, it's something maybe we're doing already.
Yeah.
Like, idea. Yeah, best at here, and I'm saying, oh, you know, I saw your location, my home. So that just in case, and we don't hear from you, we know your whereabouts.
Yeah.
I don't know, make us say, how's that a problem? Somebody will say that I didn't have a certain location. I don't know.
Yeah, me, I would love it. Oh, can we in your video call? I go to SG Mall alone all the time. I go alone, but when I get to SG Mall, I'll call you video call. Then mess and I will share me. I for that one, I'll do it. But I miss some locations.
Say it'll be a Snapchat. What's your location? Uh-huh. Main kwa, yes, the public. What's the location? Keke, like, what's the location? Keke,
say, yeah, me catch you and me kwa and enough.
Charlie. So, these are the things I have.
No, it's
see, I didn't have some sort of location.
If I told you that I am going to this place or Meduha, and then you say the soul location, say. Didn't I tell you my location?
No, those things, those updates will come. But then the location is on for only when maybe things get, let's say, oh, Bamiho. And I said, yeah, what Bamiho? And I call baby, maybe me faka ma wama o wako. Maybe I drop you, baby. And I say, because I own a own kwana, I call baby, I own kwana. And I just tell you that, oh, share the ride with me.
You see,
no problem.
I do that for that one. I do that for
so safety. Same thing.
But you see,
share the location.
Yeah,
the location is this one.
You see,
maybe I could be. I say, me feel it. Me share na me nyawa na bibia. Meti ma be share and say, oh, this is the last place I know.
Yeah. You see,
this thing said,
you either teach or discuss. Obi wa ha onima utu mi share na mane beti ase mane ye. Obi wa onso onimbat onti ase you discuss with the person for the person to accept. Say, oh, this is what. I can start doing it. Oh, I like it this way. Share your location with me. Give me update. Everybody wants it.
Don't say that. Let me see if I could talk to
you. It was so nice. After reading it, I was feeling so good. Like, I didn't even reply though. But I was feeling so good.
We got a message on red, but you said 10 hours.
I didn't read it too, but I didn't reply, but I felt so good.
I don't reply. Anyways, let me get to the phone lines and see if I could get people to share their thoughts as well. 03-220-83596. 03-220-83597. Hello?
Nathaniel.
Please talk to me.
You can tell me who's obsession anything.
Allow me to treat you, man. As your own team, who jai, they be up so who no. I saw Tare Tare no. That's all. They be up Tare Tare no. Friend, be brain. Oh, friend, oh, friend is, oh, friend, 5 minutes. No, as a friend, be him. No, as a friend, be him. My name trying to hunker out me, Jinafo, so 3 hours, 5 hours. I'm that so casa. And oh, the men cats on the quadrate, the Jinaso, or the Yajuman, the Jinaso, the sa.
Nani Tanin, so when you miss us, I didn't know Casa obsession. If I know, call me fear that. Uncle, yeah, Bibia, man, that the only thing I'll be testing or over friend, and so back at also, yes, that and also a chasing because Minty, as you see, I'm more explaining now. Imagine about 20 now, maybe sour.
So I didn't chase. I said, oh, man, I'm trying to home. I said, oh, judge on the console. Oh, friend,
if I'm so proud, baby, I want to call uncle.
It's over friend, rough, rough, as it. They be our friend, do as our friend, no friend. I don't have a text or reply. I don't have my text or reply. Yeah. I don't have a friend, I'm fine. My friend, I'm fine. It's not a friend, I'm fine. So I know money. And they over obsession. Yeah. 03-220-835-9603. The way I'm explaining the thing, Chris, I have it's like.
Hey, it is you that's making the thing worse without you.
But that's it. That's over obsession.
Yeah, I understand that. See, but the way,
you 5 hours. You are, 5 hours, that's it. Oh, the Udra, then you're for 200 Why I ask them? And I, oh, the OP, oh, they are on until they call you more.
Yeah.
The man oh, young queen, go, didn't go anywhere. Oh, they're fat over to what if I should put them. Oh, they're making us with them. Oh, me, yeah, oh,
but do you know that? Oh, when he, so it's part of it.
When was it?
Oh, when he.
It's part of the.
It's part of obsession.
Except of, as I know, Bisa, how many times? No?
What Bisa, baby?
How many times?
Like. How many times? No, we'll be some bear 5 times.
Ah, I said that.
Over here, where do he? Over here, where do he? And that kind of me personally, I would want my man to be all over me all
be,
the time.
This be a sad drop if I come on me. I say, when you come out by the other one, too, we say, hang up here. I say, oh, do you hang up? No, you hang up.
And
no,
they're primary school.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please, what's your name?
I'm Jenna.
Jenna, please talk to me.
Okay, what I can say is that in everything, there is an exception.
Mm.
But when it comes to the topic you are talking about, it is better you heal before you go to the next relationship.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will attract similar people that is the same narcissist person.
But how do you know that you've healed enough to be able to see the next person?
When you are able to forgive that person, when you don't, let's say, think about the person with hate, and then when you are also able to realize that the person was having a mental issue, and therefore sometimes you even feel sorry, not to accept him, but to feel sorry to the extent that you think it's nothing, you let it go. When you get to that point, and also when you realize that you can do meditation, and in fact you are free, then you realize that you are healed.
Okay.
Otherwise, you attract the same person. People have been attracting 3 or 4 times that same person. Then another thing you were talking about is that obsession. That is a red flag with all these people. That's the thing about them. When they are there, sometimes they can't see you. So they have to call you several times in order for them to feel your presence. It's a mental problem. The issue is so strong. I can't explain everything on this platform. So I will leave it here. Thank you.
All right, sure. Thank you very much, Gina. 03220-8359. 03220-8359-7. And also on 03220-8359. I want to do a final call. But Lami, your final was on this one. And I wanted to touch on how would you know that you're emotionally ready to date again? And I think we've touched on all the things like I think that's going to be my final word because I don't know what you want to say. Yeah.
Okay, so what was the question again?
Your final words.
Okay.
Just touch on how you probably would think that you're emotionally ready to date again.
Okay, so when you are done with one relationship and you want to go into another, You just have to take your time. There was a story that came here where a lawyer, she's a lawyer, right?
Mm.
A law student.
Yeah.
She said she can't stay for even a week without a boyfriend. Please, take your time. Get a seat and sit on it. If